and a lot of it, too, is, like the safety locks. And then for a while there, the safety locks were a pain in the butt. You had some of the end users that were basically zip-tying the safety locks open because the safety locks would slow down for production, and a lot of these guys were paid on commission or productivity, whatever word you want to use. And so they would zip-tie the safety locks. So that was always kind of fun to watch some of the stuff we see. We actually do a safety video on that, and so over all these years of doing this, I have a lot of people that were bypassing them. We even had one, kind of funny, years ago, took a brake rotor and hung it on the safety lever. So that brake rotor was heavy enough to keep the safety lever open, and that was part of our presentation, things to look for. Because, if the line breaks or cylinder leaks, she's coming down, and you got the little mechanical safeties in there, it'll stop it.
That is wild. People will do crazy stuff. Hey, but I just got back home. I got to run in and get some work done here. It was great talking to you. It was good meeting you in person at lunch, and hopefully we will catch up again soon. This is KE8RUH, and I'll be clear on your final.
Very good. You have a great evening, and hopefully your snow will be gone by the morning, so you have a nice, safe drive. Thanks, Larry. N8KBP. KCAKGO, did you make it back?